Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We talked about people, you know, people tithe and they give and they claim and they make confessions for prosperity. And then the Lord leads them. Here's a new venture to open another branch of your business. Here's another thing. And people are afraid. But that's where your harvest is. Is in stepping out into the areas He leads. And if you get scared and you just want to play it safe and you don't want to step out, well, then you're drawing back and you're not yielding and giving place to your faith. And the Lord's not pleased in that, because one reason is because He can't bless you like He wants to, because you won't step out and obey. Say it out loud again. Faith.
Faith.
Steps out.
Steps out.
Well, I could just spend the rest of the night on that. Yeah. It's scary to step out sometimes. But you got to not yield to that fear. Huh? You don't, I mean, it hasn't happened yet. You don't know what's going to happen when you take this venture. You know? But faith obeys, faith steps out, and there's so many blessings that are never realized, so much promotion that is never experienced because people refuse to step out. Said out loud, I step out.
I have faith.
Faith steps out. He goes on to say, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And he gives us the definition of faith in 11:1. Verse 2, by faith the elders obtained a good report. That goes along with verse 6. That without faith it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. The elders were spoken well of, many of them recorded and praised in this chapter because of their faith. Faith caused God to give them a good report. What's going to cause God to give us a good report? Our faith. What's going to cause God to look at us and say, well done? Good and what?
Faithful.
Full of faith. Servant. I'm telling you, some people want to find fault. Well, y'all are just that faith bunch. You bet.
Amen.
You got that right. You didn't cuss me. You made me happy. You're just a faith preacher. Absolutely. Pray for me to be more of one.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you're too much faith. Hyper faith. What is that? Hyper faith? I'm quoting from some opponents of the so-called faith message. Faith is not a movement. Did you hear me? Faith is the only way to please God in the earth. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Your faith will make you whole. Amen. Your faith allows God to answer your prayers.
Amen.
Everything and anything we do is only acceptable with God and pleasing to God according to the degree of faith that it's done in. Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by what? By the Word of God. Now, we got through reading 2 Corinthians 4:13, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. Speaking is the number one way, the primary way of releasing your faith. Not the only way, but it is the primary way that you release your faith, that you put action to your faith. And in some cases, no other action is required than speaking. When you got born again, how did you release your faith? If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. So you got two things going on here. You got believing in the heart and you got what? Speaking with the mouth. You didn't have to jump off the house to get saved. You didn't have to swim the lake to get saved. You didn't have to give some huge amount of money. What'd you do? You believed in your heart and you released that faith through your mouth. Well, that's how God created the universe. Right? We understand that the worlds, not just the earth, all the planets were framed, they were created by God's faith through His words.
Amen.
He conceived it, He believed it, He released that faith through His words, and it created planets.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. And that same faith, not in the same measure, but that same faith is in you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if we'll learn how to use it and learn how to release faith with our words, we can release creative power. Power to change things in life, in our lives, in our family, and in others that'll receive it.
Amen.
If somebody said, well, I don't believe all that, you know, that name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, I don't believe all that. Well, then you won't be bothered with it in a positive way. And yet in your ignorance, you don't realize it just worked. You believe it doesn't work for me positively. You said it doesn't work for me positively. It just worked for you. Mark 11:23 works for everybody. All the time. Saved, unsaved, makes no difference denomination, makes no difference if you think you believe in faith or healing or prosperity or tongues or do or don't. It works for everybody. All the time. Faith is a many splendored thing. I mean, it's like a diamond with so many different facets. Faith is the same in essence, but it must be developed in each area of your life. You can have faith that you're saved, strong faith that you're saved. That doesn't mean you have any faith to be healed. Did you hear me? You can have strong faith to be healed and have little or no faith to prosper. You can have faith for prosperity, not have faith for healing. Have faith for healing, not have faith to be protected. You understand what I'm talking about? That's why we need to feed on all the Word of God. And some people are strong in one area and not so strong in the other. And don't presume if you call yourself Word and Faith or charismatic, don't think that you're superior to other Christians. You might be stronger in faith for healing or for prosperity, but another denominational group might be a lot stronger in another area of faith than you are. And there ought not be any competition, and a smart person will want to glean from everybody.
Amen.
Amen. And if they believe some stuff you don't believe in or that's not scripture, that's all right. Just smile and keep listening for something they got that you don't.
Yeah.
Right? Don't get upset. And just glean from the good. You know, eat the best and leave the rest.
Amen.
And if you do that with everybody, you'll be enriched. Amen.
Amen.
And again, now don't get to feeling superior. One thing that some people from some other denominations of Christians have found fault with so-called Word and Faith people is that they have said that they act prideful, they act superior, or know-it-all. And some of that may be justified in some circles. See to it that you don't act that way, because it'd just be a lie. If you do know a little something more in one area, there's probably 150 other areas that you're just getting started in. And some of these other guys may just put you to shame in that area. So thing is, don't compare and don't compete. Just appreciate and let's try to grow in all areas.
Amen.
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 You see this in each one of these passages. Enoch had faith to fellowship with God and commune with God.
Amen.
To just walk out in the woods and go, God, you're here. I know you are. I don't see you. I don't feel you, but I know you're here, so I'm going to talk to you, and I believe you'll talk back to me.
Amen.
Takes faith to do that. And he walked with God. He developed so much in faith to fellowship. Everybody say fellowship faith.
Fellowship faith.
He developed so much in that until he'd get so caught up fellowshipping with God, he didn't know where he was at. Except he was with God. It was so real to him that he was with God. And he is talking to God. And God was hearing to him. And he was hearing from God. When people say, well, I don't hear from God. Lack of faith. I pray, but God's not real to me. Lack of faith. Did you hear me? I never hear from God. Lack of faith. I know folk don't like that answer, but it's a fact. He got so, boy, you see how still it got? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of, get in this book. Amen. And the more your faith grows, the more real God will be to you. And when you kneel down to pray, it won't just be cold and dead. You'll go there not just religiously and deadly, but you'll go there with faith. And when you do, you draw near to Him in faith. He's going to draw near to you in faith. He's going to be real to you. It's more up to us than people have thought. And he got so strong in faith, fellowship faith, that he looked up one day and he had left the planet. And he was with God at His house. And the Lord said, you just stay with me. You're going to have to come later on. Just stay. And the Bible said he was not, means he was gone. My. Because of what?
Faith.
We see Noah had faith to get ready.
Yep.
Preparation faith. Amen. Abraham had faith to obey. Sarah had faith to receive. Receiving faith. Abel had giving faith. Faith to give. In fact, how many remember the scripture said in Galatians that faith works by love?
Yes.
Right? And the chief expression of love is giving. Now, the Lord said that to me some years ago, and I wondered about it. I thought, now, is that right? I mean, the greatest expression of love is giving? I thought, am I hearing right? And while I'm thinking about that, He brought with force to my spirit, John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave. What's the greatest expression of love?
Giving.
Giving. And faith works by love. So giving and love and faith are interconnected. Read the scripture here. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Everybody say excellent.
Excellent.
Does faith and excellence have anything to do with each other?
Yes.
Yeah. You show me a faith person, I'll show you a person of excellence.
Amen.
Amen. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous by his gift. And God testified of what? Of his gift. His gift, his faith gift and his love gift.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.